This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flights resumed at Hong Kong's International Airport Wednesday after protesters forced the cancellation of all flights the past 2 days. The demonstrations that started 10 weeks ago over legislation allowing suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial grew into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam has suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. The World Health Organization is welcoming new treatments for Ebola as a positive step in tackling the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, but says other factors, including community engagement, remain crucial in stopping the spread of this deadly disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Rigorous clinical trials of 4 treatments for Ebola show that 2 of them vastly improve the chances of survival. The World Health Organization says the use of Regen-EB3 and MAB-114 provide an effective treatment for people infected with the deadly virus. But WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier cautions these new remedies alone will not stop Ebola.
What will stop Ebola? Under the leadership of the government in the DRC, is good surveillance, good infection prevention and control, good community engagement, and excellent vaccination. So, of course, the human factor is a very important factor here.
The latest figures reported by WHO put the number of Ebola cases at 2,831. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Experts say it's unlikely the disease can be completely eradicated, but WHO says the new tools will make it possible to keep the virus in check. And the Trump administration announced a new policy that would impede immigrants already here in the U.S. from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid. This is VOA News. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling wildfires in Greece.